And now I have the pleasure to present the results of the project. First, at baseline in 2000, we measured the health and other things of the attendants, and we compared participants in the intervention and control district. You can see that there are some differences between those that are statistically significant, marked in red. And in sum, all these measures were poorer or worse in the intervention district, indicating that challenges were greater there. But they were fairly comparable at baseline. And here you can see the stages of change. You can see the steps and different colors for different psychosocial factors at baseline. And you see a consistent pattern that those in the lower stages in blue score lower on all these psychosocial factors, such as self-efficacy, and identity, social support, etc., which was in accordance with our theory. So we hope that we could, by increasing, offering more social support, etc., that we could make it easier for people to be more physically active. So we found a gradient for the psychosocial factors through the stages. And then, did people become more physically active? Yes, they really did. We measured that with two self-reported measures. We call questionnaires. One was the stages of change construct, as you can see at the bottom here, while the upper panel was a questionnaire about if they performed heavy physical activity or not, or the duration or frequency. And you can see when we look at the upper panel, heavy physical activity, the arrow in red indicates that there was a reduction from 40% to 30% in those that did not perform any heavy physical activity at all in 2000. But in 2003, that was reduced. While in the control district, there was nearly no change. And similar, you can see a reduction in those in stages one and two that were physically inactive from 2000 to 2003, which was much larger than in the intervention in the control district. And these differences in change reached statistical significance, as you can see below, which is very important when you are doing research. And this is a rather complex slide, but I will try to take you through it. The proportion with increase in body weight was reduced in the intervention compared to the control district. You can see that overall the weight was reduced by 0.6 kilo in the intervention compared to 1.8 kilos in the control district for men. In the intervention district, 38% increased more than 2 kilos in weight, while 24 lost more than 2 kilos, giving a net increase of 14%, which was 29% in the control district, and nearly, actually the double. And you can see that here on the columns here, 14 and 29% at the first two horizons spot columns here. And here you can see the same for different subgroups of the population: men, women, age groups. And here you can see that for those with high and low education, the effect was the same in the intervention district. So we reached those with low education, and we reached those that were non-Western, which was very, very positive, of course. And so we say in sum that the proportion with weight gain was reduced by 50%, and these special target groups with low socioeconomic status or immigrants were reached at least as well as their counterparts. And the lower panel also shows effects on lipids, comparable. And we achieved a reduction in daily smoking for all and for those less than 50 and for women under 50 years. So it was not only physical activity that was improved. And the high-risk group had an even more pronounced effect after 3 years. And that is rather seldom to see in research, that you can attain a change, a difference over so many years. Here you can see that the change in physical activity was much more compared to the control group. And here you can also see that they attained a difference, a net reduction in 4 kilos in weight compared to the control group, nearly 4 kilos, and the intervention was especially effective for men, but also for non-Westerners.